Netflix is an example of staying relevant in the entertainment industry by changing when necessary. Well, commentator and actress Annabelle Gurwitch says she is another example.
I had always thought I'm not the kind of person who would ever do it. And now I know I'm just the kind of person who has plastic surgery. It took less than 40 minutes to take out the bags under my eyes that had taken me 40 years to accumulate. And that's where my story really begins. The next morning, as my husband and I pulled into the parking lot of the doctor's office, we observed three other women of a certain age hobbling into the waiting area on the arms of their spouses. We were all sporting the exact same attire and had the identical post-surgical woozy gait. My heart sank. It seemed like a personal decision, and now I just felt like a sheep. A sheep in a juicy couture sweatsuit and sunglasses. 24 hours after that, I was the only person wearing sunglasses inside the movie theater viewing Peter Pan with my 5-year-old. On the screen, which I could just make out through my puffy eyes, Captain Hook dangled above the mouth of the crocodile as the Lost Boys chanted, "Old, alone, and done for." And I thought, thank God I've just retarded the aging process. Over the next month, the swelling receded, and I was struck with a simultaneous realization that I should have done this 2 years ago, and I missed my bags. Buyer's remorse. People are saying I look prettier, while I think I just look more standardized, like a new house where all the corners meet, while I have always preferred a comfortable, sartorial lived-in look. Well, that's what my eyes were, shabby chic. On the other hand, in getting my eyes done, I have been doing my part to keep the economy going. The cost of my lower blepharectomy plus one night stay at the recovery retreat divided by the number of doctors, staff, nurses, and the anesthesiologist works out to be exactly the same amount per person as the president's tax cut. But I have definitely stepped out onto the slippery slope. Would I have done this if I wasn't an actress? Have I flouted nature and tampered with an essential defining part of my being? We take antidepressants to change our brain chemistry, carry other people's eggs to have children long past our own expiration date. Is it so objectionable to alter our faces? I don't know. I told myself I wasn't trying to look younger, just not so tired. But isn't that really a euphemism for looking younger? Plus, once you get one thing done, you notice all the other things you could do. My ears are slightly different sizes. And what if I get a neck waddle or my face really falls? But then, I'm not the kind of person who would get any other plastic surgery. Except that some mornings, I'll catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. And I do feel relief when I notice I don't look a bit old, alone, and done for.
Annabelle Gurwitch lives in Los Angeles.